Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Although South Carolina continues to receive bad press on national education rankings, our next guest says there's more to these students than just test scores, which is why he has created an online platform connecting students and young professionals with opportunities for college scholarships, apprentice programs, jobs, and mentors. Casey Welch is president and CEO of Tallow, based in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Casey, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike.
So first of all, give us a history and overview of your company and how it all got started.
We came down here and launched what was known at that time, STEM Premier, brought down to South Carolina to really help, you know, jumpstart and help support this economy. South Carolina had brought a lot of industry to the area. You know, one of the major topics going forward was being, how do we support the future workforce? And so through mutual partnership, we decided to come down to South Carolina here with South Carolina Investors, first two schools in Goose Creek High School and Somerville High School down in the Charleston area. Since then, renamed the company here about a month ago to Tallow, which is bringing talent and opportunity together, and growing to now having over 400,000 students across the country in all 50 states and over 20,000 schools and 300 colleges and companies using it to connect with the future workforce.
And so it wasn't that you just saw the bad press, the low rankings, and saw a market opportunity.
No, I mean, I think it actually all worked out, you know, very serendipitous that we were able to come here and, you know, in an economy that, as you mentioned, education may be ranked low, but, you know, is a state that, employs a lot of people.
Walk us through the challenges that you've encountered in building this platform.
Probably one of the biggest challenges we saw, Mike, was, you know, some of the disconnect in becoming a translator between business and the future workforce, especially as you talk about tapping into the future talent pipeline, Generation Z, how they communicate, how they operate, and really helping to be a liaison so that we could get more students interested in these great opportunities and make them aware of a lot of them that they had no idea existed.
And so as you're out talking to the business community then, there has not been any challenge with the perception that South Carolina may have education challenges?
There hasn't been. And I think one of the big things that we were able to do, which really kind of tipped the scale, is, you know, they'll look at education and they'll look at schools and they'll look at test scores and reports and they look at that holistically at a whole school. And we were able to go and show these businesses and say, all right, you're looking for talent within 30 miles of this area that might have this career interest or maybe this certificate. We were able to actually show them, hey, here are real students and here's everything that they're doing. And it really opened their eyes because for the first time, they were able to see that real talent. They were also able to connect directly to it and say, yes, that's a great talent. That person would be an ideal fit for my company. I had no idea they were in my backyard or maybe a few miles up the road. They could directly connect with them, engage them, and relay, you know, whether it's an internship, apprenticeship, or just general brand awareness.
You got this started here in South Carolina, but you are now marketing this across the country?
Yeah, that's correct. So, you know, we started it here and then started to, you know, expand it. You know, we were fortunate to be able to do a state contract here in South Carolina, supported by the Department of Commerce and the Manufacturers Alliance and other ones there to help drive the future workforce pipeline. And, you know, have since scaled it out across the country. As I mentioned, we now have talent or students in all 50 states and over 20,000 schools across the country in high school, college, and even some professionals now as well on the platform.
And so what's next on the drawing board for Tallow?
How do we reach more? You know, how do we get, you know, really level the playing field for all students and talent across this country and help better connect it? We have a lot of work to do. We got a lot of people we got to tell our story to about it and get them connected. So it's continuing to go forward day by day and see if we can keep scaling this out and, you know, hopefully get, 10 million students on this platform using it to help connect to the future workforce.
Well, Casey, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
I appreciate the opportunity, Mike.
Casey Welch is president and CEO of Tallow, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.